Uncles Flooring Corp., flooring contractors specializing in carpet, vinyl, and wood flooring such as sanding and refinishing with materials included. We're unable to take your call right now. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll get back to you shortly. You can also reach us at 347-902-4551 or 917-679-6738. Thank you.
Hi, Angel. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. I was calling you in regards to Google Guaranteed. I actually got a message from Lily to call you to discuss that. Can you please call me at 877-635?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Angel.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, okay, good. I wasn't sure.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. Well, listen, I understand that you're having issues with, it's asking you about a form of payment, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me see if they would like to have the ownership of the account or not. Give me 1 second, okay, hon? I'm just
okay.
Responding because I had a question about your account. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just getting clarification on this. Okay, so at one point we helped you with the Google Guaranteed, right?
Okay.
And then it got transferred back to you guys because I believe you had an employee that was going to manage it for you up until now, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and your employee, I don't know, your employee is no longer there to help you. So now you're trying to manage it.
She was kind of here and there last week, and then Thursday and Friday, she was still posting on Google Guarantee, but no answer. She wasn't answering anybody. And then I didn't call Saturday and Sunday and Monday because holiday. I didn't want to bother her.
Yeah.
Then I called Tuesday morning, no answer. I called Tuesday evening, no answer. So I said, what's going on? So I got to put everything back to my account, the phone number.
Wow.
So I got a message. As soon as I got transferred the phone number to my phone, I started getting message from customers saying, why you guys don't answer this and that. And I got nervous. So I got to fix this. So I'm working with clients. Some clients today are not. Yeah, just get back to it, but the only thing is the Google Guarantee, I can't go back. So I was just speaking to my brother. I told my brother, I can't depend on other people. I got to do everything my own.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yes.
So you got a lot on your plate now.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You know, originally we helped you with it, right? And then, like I said, you guys took over and she was helping. And now you're in a position where you're like, now I got to figure this out. Okay.
Exactly.
So, Angel, we can take it over for you.
Okay.
We can take it over for you, but in order for us to take it over, you have to transfer it back over to us. There is a $125 transfer fee to transfer it back to us. Okay.
Okay.
And we can take it over for you, right? And then you would just be paying through us, Local Splash, you, instead of you paying Google directly and dealing with all of that, because then that means that you're managing it all on your own. Okay.
Right.
So if we're taking it over, let me just tell you what your lead cost, like what your minimum monthly budget is going to be, and then what the cost per lead is. You remember how it works, right? When
yeah,
a lead comes in, it deducts it.
Yeah, but the thing is, we had a headache every morning because Walter was working with me. I mean, her is okay, but it's still she didn't have a patient. But me, I cannot be calling you waiting 3-4 hours. Then I have to go to the page, see if it's active or not. Then I have to call again.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want that problem. That's
you don't
want to
go through that problem.
Was,
absolutely. And so listen, here's what's an amazing thing, right?
Yeah.
Lily is your account manager. Lily is amazing. Okay. So you're not having to wait 3 or 4 hours, right? Ideally, I will always tell you, because I prefer to be upfront with everybody, I always say, when there you call in and if someone doesn't pick up right away, you leave a message, right? But
right.
You now have Lily as your account manager, okay? So if the team hasn't responded to you, you go to Lily, okay?
Yes.
Because not just the team is in charge of your account, but Lily is also. So, like, Lily was chatting with us right now about what was going on, you know, so that's why they wanted me to call. So always know that, Angel. I understand, and I will specifically state it in there, that your issues were that you don't have time to wait 3 to 4 hours. Like, if you're calling, you need someone to respond back, right? To follow up with you. So definitely, which I'm super, super happy that Lily's involved in your account as well. You've been a long time customer of ours. I see.
Yes.
You've been with us a long time. And so I'll definitely stress that listen, his issues before prior was that it was taking a long time to hear back from us, you know, and he just wants to make sure that he's not falling into that same, you know, where he's having to wait. But knowing now that Lily's on your account, it's going to be okay. She is very on top of everything. I mean, you've talked with her before, right? With Lily?
Maybe.
Or maybe Fatima has? Maybe Fatima has spoken with her?
Maybe,
yeah, because it looks like she's spoken with Fatima. So who should be the primary on your account, you or Fatima?
Me, I'm the primary.
You.
I have it.
Okay. Yeah, and that's how they have it noted. But also it's notated that Fatima, like if she calls in, I believe she also has authorization, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's how you would want to keep it, right? Like if we couldn't
I
get
mean,
a hold of you,
yeah,
we could call Fatima también. Okay.
We was...
I love that name, Fatima. It's such a pretty name. It reminds me of the saint.
We never stopped running. Like, it was every single day. But before that happened, we was active, like, first of the month until 15, 16, or the 18, and then it stopped. Then we called. Then we would say, oh, we didn't pay that much. That's the reason we don't post no more. It was
so
a lot of problem. But
are you talking about with the Google Guaranteed?
No,
so,
after Fatima
that,
changed it to her,
uh-huh.
We never had a problem. And, I mean, if I hire another girl to do that, I can't put her to stay just calling you guys like 3-4 times a day. I just want her to be worried about answering customers, getting emails, getting
SMS.
Yeah. So that's why I want to do the same way I had it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you're going to have to put a payment option. And I don't know who was running it before, the other girl? ¿Cómo se llama, Angel?
Yes.
The other girl? What was her
Fatima,
name?
Fatima. She was doing.
Fatima was running it, and now Fatima's not there?
No more. Yeah, she's not there. So that's why I was trying to manage it myself.
Yeah. So then you'll need to put in a new form payment and pay Google directly and manage it yourself.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, if you don't want us to take it over, then that's what it's going to come down to. You're going to have to go in your account, put in a new form payment, and manage it all on your own. Do you have time to do all that?
Yeah, because I think I need time to do that because I don't have so be calling you once it's not in the air anymore. They have to be calling you because the other company near me is always on top. In Fatima say they want their own. And that's what Fatima was doing.
That we want our own what?
They was doing their own, like they're posting their own. They didn't have anybody, like paying anybody to do that.
We do everything in-house. We don't send it to other companies to do it for us.
Yeah. And
yeah, we do it all ourselves. We have a team that's dedicated to your account that handles all the posting, all the optimization, all the keywords, all the search terms, right?
Right.
So we have a team dedicated to that. Now, us sending it to another company and saying, hey, can you handle our clients' accounts? We would never do that. Never.
Right.
We don't have where we hire one person outside of our company to manage your accounts. That would be silly. That's like, why would you be paying us then if we're sending it to someone else to do, right? So, in this case, okay, either you transfer it back to us and we handle it for you. If you don't want to do that, then the other option is you going in there and you're having to update your own information and you will be the one managing it.
Right.
So that means, aside from you doing your work, you're also managing your account, right? You're handling all that.
Can hold on a second?
Yeah, I can hold, of course.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Like I say, I really don't want to be calling. If I don't send the page, I have to be calling back and forth, and that's gonna be a lot of time for me.
Angel, in all honesty, right? In all honesty, have you looked at your statements when your girl was managing it, when Fatima was managing it?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking at what you were paying, right, in leads, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So one thing that I will tell you is this. In an industry like yours, right, you have the option to do max bidding.
Okay.
Max bidding means you could pay double or triple the cost of that lead to be closer to the top. Okay.
Okay.
With us, you were not getting bad results. You were getting leads. Okay. I think what Fatima was doing is she was doing max bidding. You're not going to know that. Okay. Unless if you look at your bank account, because she was managing it. And when you said, well, when she was managing it, I was at the top. Well, yeah, probably because she was doing the max bidding, which is what we'll always advise you to do. But if you choose not to do that with us, and then Fatima's doing it now that she took over, well, yeah, that's why you were getting the results. That's why you were on the top.
Yeah.
So we always tell our clients, if you're approved for max bidding and you want to be closer to the top, let us do the max bidding. But if you don't want to do max bidding with us, I mean, you know, we can't, it's not like we're forcing you, right? But when Fatima took over, more than likely, she was doing max bidding. And that's why you were finding yourself closer to the top.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I really want to be in the page. And I don't want to, like, after a couple of days away off. And then to me to be calling there, waiting for hours, answer, that's the problem. That's why I don't want to be. So when Fatima was doing it, then we didn't have to worry about it, calling anybody. She just go to the page and log in and put on, and that's it.
Yeah, she would probably put on and then put max bidding is what she was doing, to be very honest with you. Yeah. I can almost guarantee that that's what she was doing. Because even when I'm looking through your account, I mean, I'm looking at it and, I mean, details were discussed, billing areas, times, general optimization. All of this was being discussed with Fatima. You know, she apologized. Like, there's even a note here where she was, you know, apologizing for the frustration. She noticed that she had access, because I guess at one time she was upset that she didn't have access, which she did. But they had to, I guess, kind of walk her through it, right? So when it comes to marketing, listen, I understand when someone is just like doesn't have time, right? You don't have time. You're working. And you know what I mean? But part of being in a business, right, especially with and no disregard to Fatima, you know, but there's got to be a little bit of patience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or else being impatient is not going to get anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I know Lily's been working on this account with you for a long time with Fatima. And I know for a fact Lily is very on top of things. So, you know, sometimes it takes just, I don't want to say this disrespectfully, but it takes just a little bit of patience, right? I know I'm not asking you to wait for days for people to give you a call back, because I wouldn't agree with that either. You know, I would not. But those are your options. Either we could take it over. You're looking at $125 transfer fee, and then we take it over, or you do it on your own and you manage it yourself.
Yeah. So what do you think? If it come with Lily, that I will have a different every day in 30 days a month.
Well, because Lily's involved in your account. So if there's any reason that, in fact, and I'm messaging the team, if there's any reason, you know, that you can't get a hold of anyone from our Google Guarantee Department, Lily is also your point of contact. Okay?
Yeah.
Only because we want to make sure that you're being assisted, right? That you're being taken care of. Let me send out another message real quick, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me here. Thank you for your patience and waiting while I'm typing this out. So I'm waiting for them to respond.
No problem.
Okay, let me see here. I'm going to look at something really quick. How's business right now?
I've been kind of busy with existing customers, but no new customers.
No new ones? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
But I have existing customers.
You have really great reviews. Good job.
Yeah, that is the reason I'm still busy.
Well, you do beautiful work, Angel.
I like to keep it that way.
Is it Juncals?
Yes, Juncals. That's my last name.
Juncals. Okay, is that Portuguese?
No, it's Spanish, Ecuadorian.
Oh, Ecuadorian. Juncals.
Yes.
Do you pronounce
yes.
the J?
No, you say Juncal.
Juncal. Okay.
Yeah,
I speak Spanish too. That's why I was like, do you pronounce the J or no? Because when the machine says, it says Juncals Flooring, and I thought, okay, well, maybe it's Portuguese, because I know sometimes Portuguese, they pronounce the J, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, okay,
but
so you're from
not,
Ecuador,
you're not,
huh?
But you're not Spanish, right?
I am. Uh-huh.
Where? From where?
I was born and raised here in California, but...
Okay.
My maternal grandmother, she is actually from, her family is from España, Coruña, which is the Canary Islands.
What's it?
But they migrated years ago. They went from Spain
okay.
and then migrated to Cuba. So that's why I have
okay.
cousins that are Cuban.
Wow, okay, that's nice. That's really nice. You've been living all this time in California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And my grandfathers, they were from Mexico. One was from El DF and the other one was from Chihuahua. So
okay.
out of 21 grandkids, I'm the only one who speaks Spanish. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, sure. Well, Fatima was from Bangladesh.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I mean, She was good with computer things, with emails, with Google, everything. But to tell you the truth, I'm okay with every people. I'm with language, however they speak with their language, I'm okay with it. But you know, in this business, most of the people they are English speaking. You have to be very clear speaker. So every time she answers the phone, I call some customers very serious. They say, what do you say? I didn't understand. Can you repeat again? And
uh-huh.
that makes me like, you know, if you don't, when they say, they answer like that, that means like they want to just hang up the phone and call another place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you get those.
So she was from Bangladesh. Okay. So she didn't even respond to you that why she left or nothing?
No, I don't know what happened. She never responded to me. Like I say, I had a because the phone is still, she answers, but it was forwarded to me after she don't answer. So I got 3 voicemails Thursday, Friday last week, and she didn't take any message, she didn't read any message. So I had answered those, and then I told her, what's going on? You didn't listen to this message. And she said, well, I was kind of sick. I didn't have the time to answer. I said, okay, sick is, you know, anybody can get sick. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
But then we was just some people that I have it with me. There was no work for them because she didn't answer them. And so it still was okay with me. But then Saturday, Sunday, and holiday, Monday, everybody was mentioning holidays. So I didn't bother to call her at all. I said, because if I call, she might say, you know, we are a weekend holiday, so I'm off. So I didn't call her. Then I called Tuesday. Tuesday, everybody is back to work.
Uh-huh.
So I called Tuesday morning, no answer. And then I called in the evening, also no answer. Then I had to start worrying about it. I had to call T-Mobile to transfer her number to my phone temporarily so I can get answers from customers, because after a transfer from T-Mobile, I start getting a lot of messages. The phone started ringing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was complaining, why I don't get an answer, why you don't answer this and that. And I had to say apologize to every one of them. I said, I told him my secretary got sick, she wasn't answering, and I didn't know that was happening. And that's how I ended up. So I don't want to get bad reviews.
Yeah, no, of course. I just think it's unfortunate that happened, and then you're like, what's going on? I'm missing opportunities. Yes. And you're absolutely right. You wouldn't want anyone to leave you a bad review because you never responded to them, right?
Yeah, because that's how I work. And if it's my job is to order the material, go and do the job, everything on time. If it's 2 days, it's 2 days. 3 days, it's 3 days. The job has to be nice and neat, clean, and get paid complete. That's my job. So, but their job was to answer the calls, make the customers be happy, nice with the answers, and she wasn't helping that good enough. And I think she felt that way, and then she just quit without saying anything.
Got it.
Because every call I answer, I 100% I get the job. But if she answers, sometimes she gets, sometimes she don't get it.
So, yeah, unfortunate. But, you know, I mean, this would be the case. If you want us to take it over, we can manage it all for you. You go through us. Billy has always kept the open communication, even with you when she's spoken with you. She's always responded to you. So I don't feel that there would be that issue, right? Especially with
well,
what
would
the
be,
team.
Is there going to be a different number to call her, or I have
it's
to
always,
go to Google 800 number?
It's always through our 877 number, correct. But Lily is very responsive, and so is our team. Even when Fatima was dealing with us, everybody responded to her. She might have been impatient because it wasn't now when she wanted, but even with our team, and I'm going to be very, very clear with you on this, Angel, we always say it's a 24-hour turnaround. If someone doesn't pick up the call, because keep in mind, we're also assisting other clients, right? But if someone's not able to pick up your call, okay, they will get back to you within 24 hours is what I always say, even though it might happen a lot sooner than 24 hours, but I have to say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I don't want to be misleading to you, but so that we're on the same page. Okay.
Okay. Maybe. So I will try, but don't scare my bill. I don't want to get, saying 1,200, 3,000, like that. You know, that's very scary to me.
I understand. So just so that we're clear, Okay. And I'm going to share with you what your activation budget is. Okay. The minimum activation budget is 2,088, which will give you up to 13 leads in a month. Remember, your leads are 160. Okay. So when that lead comes in, it deducts it from the 2,088. If someone's calling you outside of your services, calling you outside of your service area, if they're calling you to sell you marketing or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified, remember. If you're talking to them about pricing, you're giving them an estimate over the phone, or if you're setting an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Okay?
Well, also there is people that calling us. Yesterday I got calls. They say, oh, I'm calling from Long Island. I think it's like 60 miles from here. Yeah, mm-hmm. And he said, well, you're not going to come in here anyway. I just want a question if you can do repairs. I said, yeah, we can do repairs. But if you saying this is too far, okay, but I still have to charge for the trip charge, and then I'm okay. He said, no, that's too far. I don't want to pay that.
So what I would say is this. When they go over your service areas, Angel, okay,
yes. You
can notate the areas that you want targeted, and it will show in your profile the areas that you serve. If there is an area, someone calls you from an area that's not on the areas that you serve, as long as you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead.
Well,
but if that area is mentioned
in
there. I don't care. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't care if it's 60 miles, but if there's someone coming with a big project, I don't mind traveling there. But he just asking for little repair. The job is worth like maybe $270. And then, so I can't take that. And then I have to, you know, travel there and pay for Google and pay my helpers. There's nothing left. I got to pay for it from my pocket. So that's hard to identify all these people, what they're calling about. But sometimes it could be like a jackpot, you know. Say, oh, I got like a 1,600 square feet of flooring to do. I got like a 10,000 square yards to do carpet. Wow, then I don't care. I mean, definitely I will take it. I don't care going 60 miles distance.
Okay.
That will help me pay all payments for a couple months, you know, but you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, and that's why the team is also dedicated. So if they see that they feel that one is not qualified, they're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I need help with. You know, I don't want to, you know, paying like 2,000, like you said, 2,100, and having maybe we're just getting punch calls, but zero jobs. And wow, I'm getting bankruptcy.
And the team's also going to be looking at your service areas as well, right?
Okay.
Because again, we want to make sure that we're getting you in the right areas of target, the areas that you want to serve.
Yes.
Okay.
And Lily is the one I have to say the most concentrated about carpet.
You told Lily you want to be more concentrated with carpet?
Yeah, as of right now, I want to more get concentrated in carpet than wood sander. We do everything, but when we are very, very slow, I'll take whatever comes. But if I'm busy, I prefer to stay more with carpet.
Really? Carpet's so hard, isn't it, on your knees?
I know, it is hard, but...
I know, because my uncle used to do carpet, and he ended up with having to replace his knees when he got older.
Don't say that. I'm already 55, and I feel 100% better.
You're still young.
Yeah. I don't know. I never had problem with my knees. Maybe because I'm not doing every single day.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Because a lot of people, they're working like almost 14 hours each single day doing carpet. Maybe that's where they have problems.
Yeah. Let me see here. Okay, let's take a look. Let me see. You still have access to the other listing, or no?
I have everything.
Okay. I'm waiting for them to respond. Bear with me here, okay? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so I know part of it is you pay the transfer fee, right? And then you have the CID number, correct?
I have it. Which one?
The CID number.
Where should be?
Are you in the account right now?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Where should go? I'm in local splash, advanced reporting.
Okay, no, no, no. I'm talking about, you know, the Google Guaranteed profile?
Yes.
Do you have access to it?
How do I get there?
I don't know. Fatima never gave you the access because she was given all access. So you don't have that access then.
I don't know where it should be. It should be on.
Okay, so she was given the login for the Google Guaranteed profile that she took over. She never gave you that information?
Everything shows on my email. I have to go all Rebecca, whatever, when we started.
Yeah, so if you don't have that access to that profile, okay, then we'll probably have to create a whole brand new profile for you. She should have given you that access. Yeah.
No, I don't know if you remember the other girl, me and Naomi, we both did it the first time. Then we started paying like, the 2100 whatever. Then she left. Then Fatima came after. So Fatima just asking for the access to Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, she got it transferred over to you guys is what she did.
Yeah. But Naomi, we did it all the registration, the background check, my license, insurance, all those. So me and Naomi did it. Then, so everything was sent to my email. So I just have to go back to my email. I just don't know what day was it.
Well,
what is it?
So let's go back to your notes.
It should be, when should be, like a mine or something?
Give me a second.
Maybe look maybe put in search.
Naomi is listed as well with the same phone number, said that Naomi no longer works there. She is now the office manager, meaning Fatima.
Yes.
This was back in July.
Yes, exactly.
And then all updates completed, Google Business Profile matching, okay, section filled in, okay. This is Angel. Can you call me back when you can? Lily called you and spoke with you, said that Fatima is not working with you anymore. She is going to work in schools and can't get a hold of her to access the LSA account. We no longer have access to it since it was transferred and suggested that he request access of ownership from Google. Lily told you that she would send you the request instructions or a link and would send it today. So she did that on the 2nd. Did you check your email?
Yeah, that is, we just did it. Okay, that's, where was it? Okay, let me go back then. Okay, that was, okay, it's, that supports Google, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm in there. Okay, support Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have it here. It shows a Google Ads account, 164-414-7572. Then
okay.
In the bottom page, Junkers Flooring, number is 576-360-4852. There is another one, Junkers Flooring Corp, 618-051-3550. There is three different there.
Okay, let me see something. Yeah, because if we have, if you have the CID number, then we would send you an invite to invite us to have access to the CID number so that we can take over and manage it for you. I'm being told if you don't have that access, you could access it yourself and request for Google to give you the access. Okay. Otherwise, if you don't, then
from where should they come in so I can look, search for it?
Well, I mean, Lily sent you the steps, right?
Yes.
On how to request the access from Google. So you got to give Google time to give you that access. I don't know what the response time is to get that to you.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, no, I was getting a lot of emails when we did that. And I left everything on her to answer it.
Okay. If you do not have access to the Google Business Profile, we can create you a brand new CID.
Okay.
Okay. We will add their payment method directly to it. To it there. This way it's essentially on their own CID. We'll request our Google guaranteed agency rep to Denny list, backlist, basically remove the other CID from the client doesn't have access to. They will continue to pay Google directly for the actual lead cost and will charge them separately for our management fee. So it's 10 digits is the CID. So this is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Give me the first number that you read. Not the 6-1 number, the other one. What was the very first number that you saw?
Oh, hold on. Let me go back there.
Okay.
I was searching for it.
This was in your Google profile, right? That you're looking at these numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was, okay. Okay. A Google Ads account, 164-414-7572.
Okay. And then what was the other number?
For John Carlos Flooring?
Uh-huh.
576-360-4852.
And then there's 618-051-3550, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me see. Okay, it's the 5601. So give me a second here. Okay. So if you have access, we're gonna confirm with you. Does it show that you have the management services on there?
Management service. Where should be that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They're like guiding me on this because I don't really do this part.
Yeah.
So basically what it is this. Please confirm that the client, if they want our management services, if they do, they need to provide us access to it and we'll manage it on their behalf. They will continue to pay Google directly for the actual lead costs and you'll pay us, we'll charge you separately for a management fee. So what that means, okay, is that we're going to charge you an activation budget just for the management fee, which is $522. You are going to pay Google directly for your leads, okay?
Okay.
Now, your management fee on each lead that you get is $40. So you pay us the management fee, $522, okay, the minimum management fee, right? And when you receive a lead, it's deducting $40 from our management fee because we're charging you only 25%. But you still have to pay Google directly for your leads.
That seems nice.
Okay. Now, but we're still managing all of it for you, right? We'll still do all the work, but you're paying Google directly and you're paying us just a management fee. Okay?
Okay.
But in order for us to do that, Okay. He says that we need the CID number, which we have. Please confirm with client if they want, okay, yes. If they do, they need to provide us access to it and we'll manage it on their behalf. They will continue to pay Google directly for the actual lead costs and we will charge them separately for our management fee. Okay? So you might like that better, right?
Yeah,
we're still going to manage it all for you. We're still going to manage it all for you. Okay? Now, I just need your, I believe it's just the CID and then just to charge you the $125. Let me just clarify.
Okay.
Okay, let me see something here just to make sure. Okay, let me see what they responded on here to me. Let me see what else Areli told me, because I know that she's been responding to me too. We just need the CID so we can send the invite for us to manage the Google guaranteed. In this case, we process the transfer. We already have the CID. We can send the invite for him to add us. Okay. So I charge you the $125. Okay. We're going to send you an invite to add us. Okay. You're going to add us to the Google guaranteed profile. So they're going to send you an invite via email. Okay. For you to do that. Okay.
Yes.
And then again, Angel, you're going to pay us the 25% management fee, but you're going to pay Google directly. Okay.
Okay.
All right. At Areli. Let me make sure. Okay, so let me go here. I want to go over some few notes with you, okay, Angel? Bear with me.
Okay.
I'm sorry it's taking this long, but I just want to make sure that everything is lined up and on the same page and that there's no miscommunication here, okay?
I take it off today so I can take it all today.
Oh, did you take today off for that reason? Aw.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
you're still in East Elmhurst, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, sometimes I work on weekends.
Oh, wow. Well, time is money, right? Let me see, you are transferring back to us, so where is that? No. GG. POS here. Save. Okay, let me get rid of this one here. Let's see. Okay. Okay, are we using the same card on file to charge the $125 for the transfer fee to us?
Is that 3859?
Yes, it's a MasterCard. It shows 3859. That's what I see here. Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send you a receipt for that right now. Okay, so let me just process that. What time, let me see what time we have on schedule for your client interview for the onboarding. I can schedule you a time with, let me see. I have an appointment available, let me see here. I can do a 5:30 your time. Will that work? 5:30 or 6? Your time.
Yeah. And I have to be by computer, right?
I would say yes. Be by your computer. Yes.
Okay.
You want 5:30 or 6 o'clock?
5:30 is okay.
5:30. Okay. So... so that's going to be 5:30. GG onboarding call, English. Okay, and then let me, it's about a half an hour. Okay, it's not too long, the appointment, but I want to try to get this done for you. Since you took the day off, I want to get this situated for you right away. Okay, then let me just go. Angel Juncal, 81@gmail.com, right? Still the same email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me send you the invite there for the client interview. Okay. All right. And then let me see here. All right, let me just go over a few of these notes. Angel, for the technician, so when they speak with you today. Okay. And then we're almost done. So Angel,
it's going to be an appointment, right?
It's going to be an appointment, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an appointment. That's why I scheduled that time.
But I can do it, right? Not like better than Fatima or same or less.
We're going to manage it. You're transferring over to us to manage it, but you're going to still pay Google directly, right?
Okay.
And they'll walk
yeah.
you through it. You're going to pay Google directly. We're only charging you the $522 minimum monthly management fee budget, okay? So you're paying
yeah.
Google directly for your leads, all right? But you
which
only
is,
pay us the management fee.
Which is 20-something for lead, you say, right?
On your leads with us, the management fee per lead is $40 because that's 25%, okay?
Right.
So
okay.
I believe your leads would probably range about $120 that you're paying Google for your leads, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to manage this all for you now, okay? But you're
okay.
still paying Google directly, okay?
Okay.
Hours of operation, just to confirm with you, I show 24 hours.
Okay, I'm going to be on there 24 hours.
Well, that's what it shows on your, that's why I'm asking you, do you want it to show that you're 24 hours open?
I would say no. I would say six. I would say 12.
Tell me what times you want me to put down. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. Yeah.
What times Monday through Saturday?
I would say from 7 to 5.
7 to 5?
From 6. Yeah.
I think 7 to 5 is good.
Okay.
Even 8 to 6 is good, too. What do you prefer?
Let's put 8 to 6. Sometimes maybe I want to sleep a couple of minutes more.
You want to sleep a few minutes more? Hit your alarm? I'm going to put Sunday closed. Okay? That doesn't mean you can't schedule appointments. The areas that you want to target, do you want to go over that during the client interview?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put discuss during onboarding call. Okay. And then I'm putting here, is 522. And then okay. Okay, existing GG. Yes. Where's the number that I put down here? Here we go. CID number. It's always good that I paste everything so that way I can go back and grab it. Okay. Existing Google. Yes. Willing to share access. Yes. What's the CID number here? Okay. Existing Google business profile. Yes. Let me let them know where your link is. Go here. Okay. Do you have, yes, he does have his Google reviews. Okay. I'm going to put current client. Okay. This doesn't apply to you, industries. Let me go back here. I have so many windows open that I gotta always go back to what I had before. How much of the general liability insurance do you carry? More than $250,000, right? You still have the insurance?
Which one?
The general liability insurance for the business. You still carry that, right?
I have all three of them.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you again for your patience. I'm just waiting for a response on something.
No problem.
Okay, stay on the phone. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay? Don't hang up on me, Angel.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Siri, call Amy. Calling Amy Nelson. Hi, honey. I'm trying to get clarification, okay? The guy just gave me his CID number. I gave the CID number to a real estate agent. If you see if any of these CID numbers hold your CID number, she sends me a screenshot. This is what it is. We just got to invite you so we can add up on a status, okay? But Barry's talking about if you don't have access to it, then we need to create a new one, which requires... I don't know what that fucking means. That's what it means. If he's giving me the CID number that he's reading out of his profile, this is not my specialty to know what access looks like. If he's giving me the CID number,
you have to know what access looks like. You have to know if you have access. You have a CID number. You have access on that profile. Why are you not in the woman's place?
He can or he can't. Thank you. I told him, log into your profile. What do you see? Tell me what numbers you see there. And he's like, there's a Google Ads one. There's another Who Calls one. He goes, and then there's this other number. I said, give me all three numbers. And then he said, okay. So that's where I got those numbers from.
Yeah. It, I mean, there's no reason that we should not have. We literally sent him an invitation. It's super easy. Like, I don't understand why it's getting so convoluted.
I don't know either. And I'm like, is it me not addressing it correctly? He told me he didn't have the access. He was looking in the leads in his client dashboard. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm, like, so confused. And then I got all these pings coming through, you know, and it's just like, oh, my God, dude. From the Google Burst LSA campaign, he then mentioned that he now does have access, but he wants to know how to manage the LSA account. Okay. All right. I'm going to proceed.
Yeah, I'll just go with it, dude.
I'm going to go with it, and that's it, and then they can deal with it.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm back, Angel.
Okay.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Angel, just to confirm with you, because yes. Lily told me you have access to your profile, correct? You were able to get access
yes.
into it. Okay, that's what I wanted
yes.
to confirm. Okay, good. Okay. He does not. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going to just proceed with how it is. I have your client interview scheduled for today at 5:30. Okay, your time.
Okay.
So yes. we're going to call you from
okay.
the 877 number. Just make sure that you answer all the calls within that hour. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. And then you're good. So then this way the team, what they'll do is when they call you, they're also going to be sending you a invite so that you can add us on as managers to the Google Business Profile so that way we can help you manage it now. But you're still going to pay
okay.
Google directly, okay, for the leads. You're paying us the activation management fee of $522, okay? That's the management of
yeah.
the leads, right, the profile.
That's
okay?
every month.
Every month, correct.
Okay.
Depending on how many leads you get, right? But the activation's going to be
okay.
522, and then, like, you know, let's just say you only got 7 leads, right? Then you know you're paying us $40 a lead, okay?
Okay, yes.
And the team will, they're going to walk you through all of this. They're going to give you way more details than I will because it's their specialty, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
So you say all this going to work a lot better than before.
It is, and you have Lily. So we now know that Fatima, well, she's no longer with you, right? So now it's all
yeah.
you. Right? So they're going to
okay,
be communicating
yes.
with you, okay?
Okay?
In fact, yeah, so we don't even want her on the account. This 347-902-4551 number, was that Fatima's number?
No, that's my second number, business
That's
phone
your
number.
Second number. Okay, that's your second phone number. Okay,
so
we just want to remove her name off of it.
Just the name, the number, I just get back in my cell phone. So I have two numbers in one phone.
Okay.
I don't know when she's going to show up and give me back her phone. If not, I have to get another phone. They add the number to that phone.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yes.
So do you want me to remove
yes.
her name? Just leave the phone number, but remove her name?
Yeah. Cause,
okay.
Yeah, because she's no longer... She should be calling by now. She never say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, how long am I supposed to wait?
Yeah, that's true.
Especially
so,
business. It's not,
hopefully,
it's not just friends relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully it's nothing bad that she's okay, you know? Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to remove Fatima from there, but keep the phone number on there. Okay? Because you have that phone
yes.
number, right? Okay. I'll just put
yes.
your name on it. This is like an office number.
Okay.
I'm going to put, this is an additional phone number for Angel.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to put it like that in our notes?
I'll say like a business or like
business
your office
number.
Office number? Yes.
Okay, that's what I'll put in there. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right,
okay.
Angel. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it, okay? We're going to get you all through
this,
all right?
You're going to be there, right?
I will.
You're
if I'm
be
not,
there. You're not
if I'm not on
alone.
A call, no, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to do my best to be available so that way they can call me to call you so I can introduce you to the team again, okay? Moving
okay.
forward,
right.
The Google Guarantee team and Lily are still in charge of your account. Okay?
Okay.
But if I'm not available when it's time to call you, okay, then they are going to call you directly. They will not wait for me because they want to get things moving.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon, okay?
Okay, then. Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too.